Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The latest in Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recapping each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on the field action. Subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now to get all the latest from Daryl Ryder and the Browns all throughout the football season.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Brian Batko, Steelers reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, coming up in just about 20 minutes there. As always, guys, it is our first full week of every day, 2 to 7, YouTube. So watch along with the show, of course, the free Odyssey app. You can listen there, of course, terrestrial radio as well. But I'm not ready to talk about it. Just so we're clear,
I thought this was going to be the segment.
I promise you this is not a lead up to a nothing. I know.
You told me this was going to be the segment.
I thought about it. I need more time. All right, 440. And this is it's non-negotiable. At 440, I will tell you the problem at 92.3 The Fan, what has been exposed at this station, and it's a weakness. It's something we all need to get better at, and we need to realize that societal laws have broken down. Let's get to quick hits instead.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angels.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
The Eagles fell to the Giants on Thursday Night Football 34-17, and after the game, A.J. Brown was asked about a reported meeting with Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley earlier in the week to get the offense on the same page.
What was behind that?
I don't recall the meeting.
The meeting never happened.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Those guys said it did happen.
You didn't talk to them.
You weren't in the meeting?
I don't recall.
Or you don't want to just talk?
I don't recall.
Yeah, this is not a good look for your I don't recall look, by the way.
Oh, no, it's perfect.
No, because all it did was make me think, you're guilty.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's all it ever is. No, you're guilty.
Now, see, this is the power of I do not recall.
You might as well be saying, yes.
If you say it in court, or if you say it in front of the media, clearly it implies guilt. If you say it in your relationship, it's the greatest swerve of all time.
No, you're just admitting guilt.
I've
come full circle on this one. Like, you're just, I went from this stance right here, where you're just admitting guilt, to then being like, maybe there is something to this, to just fully back around to the, you're just admitting guilt, you just sound really guilty.
See, I think it's tough to swerve, to take the pro aspect of this and put it in the personal life. I think what happened is A.J. Brown has used this with maybe the women in his life previously, and it's worked, and he thought he could bring it to football, which he can't. In front of the media, you look like you're hiding something. In front of a jury, you look like you're hiding something. If you say it just casually between yourself and your significant other, I just can't recall.
It's weird he's trying to hide it, too. Like, other players that have been in that meeting talked about this meeting. Like, yeah. It's all public. It's out there.
He's come out and tweeted about it since.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
I'm not paying attention to it. Why? I don't recall.
Omaha!
Didn't read the room right there, did he?
No.
It was the perfect endpoint. It couldn't have been more perfect.
I don't recall.
Exactly right. All right, Phillies-Dodgers game last night. We're in the 11th inning. It's tied up at one apiece, and a boneheaded play by Kirkring, the pitcher here, cost the game for the Phillies. Here's the call on TBS.
Pajes breaks his bat. Kirkring, got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away, and the Dodgers have won. The Dodgers win.
Easy play right there. Just turn, throw it to first base. He goes for the runner at third, trying to get home. And it's just a boneheaded play. There's no other. I feel bad for him, but also in the same respect, like that just, it's just a boneheaded play.
Yeah, if this happens in the regular season, we kind of laugh about it at a later date. There will never be any laughing about this at a later date, even though the Dodgers came into this one with a 2-1 lead. This is Bartman. This is the big blunders that fan bases remember for a decade after, right? Like it's that
the
level.
Kirkring game.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Phillies have had a lot of success, but these are the type of games that they just stay with you because they're just the dumbest way imaginable to lose. I don't know. I always do wonder about that stuff. Like, because it was in the NLDS, is it important enough to remember? Like the Bartman game, for instance, you were 6 outs away from the World Series. Cubs hadn't been to the World Series since 1945 at that point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we remember Rajay Davis's home run because it happened in the World Series. In game 7, you know, I don't know that this one is staying in Philly's lore.
No. It's not outside of Philly, but in Philly, like we remember the collapse against Philly. Like we aren't Philly, the Pacers last year. We remember getting the doors blown off us in the first round by the Knicks first year.
We do remember the Knicks series. I think we'll remember that probably for a while because of the attachment to it that they just weren't physical enough and the lights were too bright. Once Jared Allen said the lights were too bright, but it's not. I don't remember many individual plays from that series necessarily. And like the Pacers series, I don't know that I'm going to remember the Pacers series until the end of time. Like I don't know. I don't know that this one, only because it's just the NLDS. It's such a boneheaded play that I can't tell you you're wrong because we remember weird things, but I don't know about that.
Omaha! Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever were guests of the Colts this last weekend. Clark, a lifelong Chiefs fan, declined to wear the custom Clark jersey the team afforded her on her podcast. Kylie Kelce weighed in on the move.
I've just been given yet another reason to be a fan of Caitlin Clark. She and some of her Fever teammates were at the Colts game, and Caitlin, a diehard Chiefs fan, is the only one not wearing the custom jersey they made for her. Nailed it. You nailed that. You nailed that so hard. Here's the deal. Very kind of the Colts organization to give a customized jersey. I think that when you are raised a diehard fan of a team, that this is the only appropriate response to being given a jersey of another team.
Charming or chotch, Caitlin Clark declining to wear a Colts jersey because she's a Chiefs fan.
I think she did it the right way. There's a missing context there in how Kylie was describing it. Like, she held up the jersey. It's not like she did a whole like photo op with it. She held it up. She did everything but put the jersey on itself. That's like the perfect move for somebody that's a fan of another team.
The problem is
you're accomplishing
like,
everything you need to do in that moment.
It's not like the Chiefs and Colts have a rivalry.
Yeah, but I don't know that like I do think it's weird when athletes are such a proclaimed fan of, and like she's been in the box with Taylor Swift. Like I don't even know much about Caitlin Clark, and I know that she's a Chiefs fan. And so I always think it's weird when athletes or celebrities in any sort of way say that they're a fan of one and then go to a different game and just put the jersey on. It's the Theo Vaughn thing right now. No one knows who Theo Vaughn roots for at this point. They thought it was one team for a million years, but he goes to all the.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
These SEC games, and he just puts on Tennessee jerseys. He puts on Alabama jerseys.
Those are
on
rivalries.
He puts on Vanderbilt jerseys. He puts
like
on
the
everything.
Colts Chiefs. Can you even remember a
Vanderbilt?
Good playoff
he wore
game
a Vanderbilt jersey.
Yeah, but Chiefs Colts. There's just no like. I would never wear a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey. You would not. I mean,
so if Jacksonville was like, hey, listen, you guys are hot. Like for some reason, they love afternoon drive, and they want to have us out there to a Jacksonville game. You'd like put on the jersey.
Does it fit?
Yeah, it fits. It's
how much
you.
Are they pampering?
It's
me?
Got your last
free
name
ticks,
on it.
Free box seats.
Yeah, you get a suite. You get unlimited Uncrustables.
Come on, girl.
All the Uncrustables you can eat.
Don't tease if you can't please. All right.
And you get those little chocolate cups that they fill up with then the liquid chocolate that right. I've only seen at stadium suites.
I can only get so
not
excited.
That I've been in a lot of stadium right. suites, but that's the one. That's like the one dessert that's universal to that.
Yeah. Like I wore the Panthers gave me a thing for when I was down there. Yeah, I wore that. It was very nice of them. I wanted to show them that I appreciated that.
Well, you
there's
were
no
around,
heat between the Panthers
you were
and Browns.
Around the team, though, at that point. That was different.
She's around the team. She's in Indianapolis. She's right down the road from them.
All right. That's a fair rebuttal. I'm not going to, I got nothing to, because that is the professional equivalent of what you were doing in Carolina.
Yeah. It's just kind of showing respect.
It's just being,
very
a,
nice
it just being a good sport. I forgot about the Indianapolis side of this.
Yeah.
Like that is her hometown, like the one she's playing in right now. So I guess that wouldn't have hurt you anything to put it
but
on.
But like if she but played I do in respect, Denver or the LA with the Chargers,
I respect
I'd get this
her
more.
Not wanting to do it though. I do respect her not wanting to do it. Brain fart, forgot that the Colts, and I forgot you played in Indiana for the Fever, to be honest. That was the missing judgment
that
there.
That does track with your overall feelings on the WNBA and how much you pay attention to it.
Completely didn't
so
connect
actually,
those
dots. That is a very plausible argument you just gave us.
I don't want to wreck your weekend, but I'm bringing you the story to potentially prepare you.
Weekend?
No, prepare you
okay.
for what your weekend is going to be on Sunday afternoon around 1 o'clock. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I guess.
Have you seen the announcing pairs for this weekend?
Oh. Gosh, no.
You haven't seen him?
No.
Oh, no. This is really going to not make your day then. Mac, have you seen the announcing pairings? Because you're looking at me like, why are you bringing this up?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
On the call for the Steelers and the Browns this weekend. One, friend of the morning show, although he didn't appear this weekend. So are you really friends? I don't know. Ian Eagle.
Oh, well, that's good.
Great.
Love Ian Eagle.
Fantastic. Whoa, what an upgrade.
Eagle
but you guys
soars.
Know, you know who's been paired with Ian Eagle this week, or really this season, excuse me, for NFL games.
I'm not, because I don't think we've seen Ian Eagle yet.
Ah, J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt's going to be on the call this weekend, and J.J. Watt is a known nemesis of yours
so
in many ways.
So we got a double Wah-Wah Watt
we
weekend?
We are going to have a double Wah-Wah Watt weekend.
Oh,
and
this is why T.J.'s the better player.
Two for the price of one, as he tries to squeeze in all sorts of what he is trying to present as unbiased T.J. Watt narratives while clearly being biased T.J. Watt narratives into the broadcast.
It didn't ruin the weekend. But will I hate tweet about this? You are darn
well, so
skippy,
it, it
I will.
It tells me, are you going to actually listen to T.J. Watt to be a real judge of how he's done? I actually have listened to T.J. Watt in one of the Steelers games that he did with Ian Eagle. And outside of just inserting T.J. Watt stats to places that they didn't need to be inserted into, kind of like J.J. Watt. Kind of thought he did a good job.
No, I'm definitely going to watch it just so I can complain about it.
I kind of thought he did a good job. And so, like, I'm dying to find out what people think this weekend about J.J. Watt and whether or not he can actually do this or it's just him just propping up his brother until the end of time.
Don't love it. That is Quick Hits. When we come back, Brian Batko of Pittsburgh Steelers lore will be joining. He'll be joining us. We'll get to his thoughts on how good this Steelers team is and whether the Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt feud, fiasco, whatever you want to call it, has lost some of its luster. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.